So Lakshmi, they are interviewing faculty from Teacher Education Institute. Because we are at TISS, we are writing a report for UNESCO, the status of education, and particularly focusing on teachers. Status of education in India, and our particular focus is teachers. So in this regard, we are trying to understand pre-service education and some issues and concerns related to pre-service education, and also trying to understand the student profile and what kind of admissions happen. So in this regard, I will be asking you a few questions. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so to begin with, Lakshmi, if you can tell me, where you work, what courses you teach, and, how long you've been working as a teacher educator.
Okay. I teach in Vijaya Teachers College, Bangalore, Jayanagar, Bangalore. So I have been teaching here since 2017. So I'm appointed for teaching pedagogy of biological science. And I also take up psychology, that is childhood and growing up, and learning, teaching and learning. So those are two papers for first and second semesters I take. And in fourth semester, I handle guidance and counseling. That paper I am teaching.
Okay, and you've been teaching for now for 3 years, is it?
Three and a half years.
Okay. What is your qualification itself, Lakshmi?
I have done my master's in microbiology and master's in education. And also I have qualified in UGC NET and KSET.
Okay.
And right now I have enrolled for PhD in Mysore, RIE Mysore.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Under Dr. Anil Kumar, I am doing my PhD. I have just enrolled there. Nothing yet started because of this COVID. It's been delayed.
Okay. So can you please tell us which are the programs you offer at your college? Which is B.Ed, D.L.Ed, B.L.Ed.
In our college, we offer B.Ed and we also have M.Ed. But M.Ed is only the last batch we are it's running because unfortunately, due to lack of admissions, our management has decided to close M.Ed. They have closed M.Ed. So only one batch which is there, we are that is in the fourth semester. So after these few months, we'll be closing up M.Ed. But B.Ed we are running for 2 years B.Ed program we are having.
You're running. So since when have you been running the B.Ed programs? For long, is it?
B.Ed, this from 1960, our college is offering B.Ed.
Wow.
And we also had D.Ed, but I don't know exact dates till when they had the D.Ed. And M.Ed also we had, and because of this, we have closed M.Ed. But B.Ed has been since from 1960.
Okay.
And ours is an aided institution.
So it's an aided institution.
Yes.
Okay. And M.Ed, you're closing, last batch is running.
Yes.
What is the intake that has been approved? How many students come in every
year? Ours is two units, that is 100 students.
Okay.
So in that 75 will be the government seats and 25 will be management seats.
Okay, 75, 25. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it is two units. That is 100.
Okay. Two units, 100.
Two units.
And how many have you admitted in 2019? Do you know? Did you get?
19, it is 100. We have full strength, madam. Because
2020, you had full strength.
2020 also we have full strength.
Oh, wow. Okay. All 100.
Yes.
Okay. You don't do any other special education or physical education like that? No.
No, as such. Okay. But we have a resource center like related to inclusive education.
Okay.
And we used to have programs organized through that. But due to some technical issues, right now, no such programs have been organized of late.
Okay. Okay.
And we also had this DLED, NIOS, that NIOS program. Under that, they had given us for training in-service teachers.
Oh, okay.
That particular year, I think in 2018, 19, I don't remember exactly. Because okay. At that time I had just joined.
Okay.
So I think it's in 18 and 19. That one whole 2 years batch, two batches we have handled.
Okay. Okay. But now you don't handle that anymore.
No. That I think they had that only for that particular year. So after that, they didn't approach us.
Okay. Okay.
And our college is also CTE, that is College of Teacher Education.
Okay.
So earlier, we used to have in-service teacher programs for school okay. teachers and other programs. Right now, I have not seen such programs.
Okay. Okay. So a little bit about your students, the admission, students who have secured your admission into your program. What is the proportion of students, like say, for example, art stream, language, history, social science and mathematics, those different?
Usually, art students will be more in number, Kannada social science, English social science. Like here, arts and humanities, we consider mathematics and science as science group.
Okay.
And arts group, languages and social science and commerce.
So for example, could you just give me a number out of 100, usually how many are there for math science?
Out of 100, around 40, 45 science students.
Oh, okay. So that is...
Usually it used to be bigger, more in number. From past 2 years, we are seeing again more in science students, more number of science students. But previous years, we used to have a 60-40 kind of ratio. 60 used to be art students and 40 used to be science and mathematics.
Okay.
But now I think somewhere they are almost equal.
Oh, so it is better, is it, now in the current batch? Okay. And no other... how many students from commerce background who've taken commerce in their graduation come? Do you have any idea?
Madam, what is, in our college, those who have done their master's in commerce, like MCOM, like the MBA, like that, they will be given commerce subject as method subject. But otherwise... undergraduate level, if they have taken commerce, then they will be asked to take up social science. So exact
social number, science.
Yes, social science.
Oh, okay.
But nowadays, there are more in number in commerce subject also because of many of them are master degree.
Okay.
So they have been offering commerce also, commerce subject as well.
Okay, so commerce subject is for the high school, right?
It is for high school, but the students who take up commerce should have masters.
Masters, is it? Oh, mm-hmm. If you have BCom, they don't admit, is it?
Yeah, that's what I have seen, but I don't know if they have changed.
Okay. And how many about in this batch, how many students are from commerce background?
There are around 7 to 8 students, madam.
Okay.
For commerce. Rest will be for social science.
Okay, so like physical education and all only?
Physical education we don't have.
Yeah, okay, so physical. So science, when you say, how much is there more for biological science or more for physical science and like physics and mathematics?
More for physical science, that is physics and chemistry.
Physics and chemistry, okay.
Chemistry. And comparatively, the least number is biological science.
Oh, I see. Like just approximate numbers?
Like last batch, like out of 48, there were only 12 biology students. Rest all were mathematics. I mean, physical science and mathematics.
Physical science and mathematics. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So how would you describe their, you know, they come in with these academic qualifications, BA, BSc, whatever, MCOM and all that. What do you think of the quality of their academic qualifications? Like how many of them come with first class marks, for example?
I think they should have minimum first class or above 55% to get admitted in B.Ed. college.
So they should have, that is the minimum qualification.
Yes. Minimum qualification. They should have, I think, 55 for some for category or something. But
yeah.
First class, it should be there.
For so general should, category.
Yes. So they come, like they usually have first class degree. And I have been working here since 4 years. Like I have seen almost 5 batches. So in that, now, like off late, 2 to 3 batches, they are exceptionally good because their qualification, like almost half of the, like 50% and above are having master degree. They are master degree holders, whether it is science, mathematics or arts background. And they also are very good in communication skills and the way they present, like even before they have been trained, they are really good. It's really challenging to have such students. Because earlier, they used to be like, you know, the day they have to introduce themselves, they never used to open their mouth. That's what we teachers used to discuss. They used to have so much of stage fear and low confidence. But maybe because of the exposure, what they have got in their degree days, they are quite confident. And the knowledge, now everything is there in Google, so they know about everything.
So you feel they're good, is it? By
yes.
Their academic strength is good?
Yes, and also they're, since they all are qualified and they are interested, so that makes us, like we feel it is more challenging. Like it's like we need to prepare more from our side.
Okay, very good. Okay.
That's what I feel.
Okay. So do you have any exposure to other colleges? And do you feel, when you compare with other colleges, do you feel your students' academic profile is good or better? Or
That I cannot say, madam. Like, I don't know.
No problem. Okay.
Because... first of all, B.Ed. colleges, very handful colleges are on like full-time colleges. Many of them are offline. So when we see the results, many ranks, like almost all ranks go to other colleges. We don't get ranks. But quality-wise, we know what we are doing.
Oh, you don't get ranks?
Madam, I think your screen is stuck. So results wise, we are, like I personally feel that results are just numbers, but quality wise, the recruitment wise, of course, our students stand far better, like ahead of others. Because
okay.
The kind of exposure they get.
Interesting.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Okay. That's good to know. What is the, is it mostly, women who come as students, or do you have male students also, Lakshmi?
Male students are also there, but they are very few in number, say around 10 to 12 boys, male students get admitted. Rest all will be girls in 100. But this batch, we have only 4 students, male students. Rest all of them are girls.
Only four male students, is it? Okay. All right. So usually you have much more women students.
Yes, please. Okay. Majority of them are women students.
So what is your admission process, Lakshmi? Do you have like some entrance, like common entrance exam, or only based on their degree marks? How is the entrance?
Admission takes place in two ways. One is through government, where the university will call through online and students have to apply. So based on their degree marks, they will be allotted they would have given optionals, like options to which to choose which college they would like to get admitted. So okay. Based on that, they'll make a list and they will call for counseling. And after that, they will allot students. Like through that way, we get 75 students. 75 of students will come through university counseling.
Okay.
And others 25 is management seat. So those seats, they approach directly to the college. And we, first thing is their marks should be like basic criteria should match. Okay. Then based on that, they will be admitted.
Okay. So even this government students, there's no entrance exam, is it? Only based on their degree marks?
Yes. No entrance marks, no entrance test.
For the BA. Okay. So when you said about 45 to 48 take up mathematics and science teaching, what is their profile? Usually they've done BSc, is it?
And BSc, MSc.
Oh, they've done MSc also.
Oh, yes. Many of them have done MSc actually.
Okay.
From past two batches, 2 years, we are getting more of postgraduates even in science and mathematics.
Oh, okay. Okay. So their academic record is good, the science and mathematics students who come?
Yes, ma'am.
You would know how, like, is it higher first class or, of course, you said first class is the basic eligibility.
Yes, and other than that.
Do you have an idea what percentage usually come? Is it?
No, madam, I have no idea about that.
Okay, no problem. Just wondering. What about their background, Lakshmi? What kind of socioeconomic profile these students have?
Mixed group, madam. Like some of them are they come from poor economic background, and few of them from rural background, and they go for scholarships and hostels and all that.
Okay,
they avail those facilities. And few come from affluent families, like upper economic status. And it's like mixed. We have always the mixed group.
Okay. So mostly you're from the 75% that get admitted through the, the government system. That is also a mixed group, is it?
Many of them will be from average economic status, economic background, socioeconomic.
Okay. So you're saying the more higher socioeconomic background is mostly the aided admission.
Management seats.
Management seats. Okay.
Yeah, because if they are getting seats through university, then even higher economic status students also come from university allotment. But for many of them, they don't wait for that. So if they come prior to that, then they get admitted. But we also get through 75, that quota also we get.
Okay. So do you know if they had not joined teaching, have they ever told you what else they would have taken up? Is teaching, did they come in thinking teaching was their first career option?
Every year we have a group of students who, for them, teaching is their passion. They want to be teachers, they come. Some of them, they would be working somewhere else. They would be employed, especially in corporate sectors. And women, especially, they feel teaching is more secure and more comfortable. So they have quit the job and they have joined.
Okay.
And so it's like, again, it's mixed, ma'am. We can't say like the ratio, how the ratio will be.
Okay. So for many of them, if they take up teaching as the second option, what did they want to do otherwise? Are there any students like that who...
No. So far, I have not come across any of the such student.
Okay.
Because many times, though, initially they would have forced into, taking a B.Ed because of their parent or some other person who has influenced. But when we take feedback at the end of the course, so there has always been an opinion that they have made a right choice by becoming a teacher. And now they want to become a teacher.
Okay. So from your feedback, you take, no, what have students liked most about the program in your college?
The diversity of programs and activities which the B.Ed curriculum provide. And
for example,
the main thing is the experience they get through camp, CLC camp, community living camp, which we organize. And also the internship.
Okay. They like that. What is this community living camp?
Community living camp is it's an activity where we take students to some camp and they have to, we organize that for 3 or 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
So it is actually making them understand how to live in a community along with others.
Okay.
So we have so many other activities organized during that session.
Interesting. Okay. So they really like that, is it?
Yes.
Okay. What about any issues they report about the program?
Issues are sometimes, the curriculum has been organized in a way where sometimes they will be too stressed up. They get too stressed with lot of activities becoming like overburdened to them. Oh. And sometimes they will be left like without any work. So that is how sometimes it happens. So they feel that the curriculum has to be changed. We can't do anything. The university level or the higher level should think about it.
Oh, because they have, you just follow that.
Yes, we have to follow. Though we make certain changes, we restructure it. But few things we cannot go beyond the regulations. We have to stick to the regulations.
Right. Okay. What about this? Now they've changed it from 1 year B.Ed to 2 year program. Have students said anything about that? That it's a 2 year program. What do they feel about it?
They don't know. They have not said anything about about being 2 year is too lengthy or something. Actually, many courses, many other extra activities have been added for 2 years. But some, I don't know, madam, that I have not interacted.
Okay. So you don't know that, but no problem. Yeah. Okay. What about students? Are your students taking the TET exams?
Yes. Many of them have taken and have cleared it also. They keep informing us.
Okay. During
the course also,
this 2019 batch, do you know if they take it? And
2019... Yes, madam, I think, yes, they have, few of them have taken and they have cleared also. I don't remember the exact number, but some of them had informed the other teachers. So I just got to know by them. And couple of them had personally messaged me saying that they have cleared it. So that's how I know.
Okay, but not everyone takes it, is it?
some many of them takes it, but like yes, not everyone. Yes, everyone they don't. I don't know that if they take it.
Okay. So do the students, what do they think about this TET exam? It is
actually, as I mean, in our college, teachers do tell them to take up competitive exams, TET and CET exams.
Uh-huh.
And few teachers will also guide them.
Okay.
We have our senior teachers, they actually guide them to take up TET and CET. They keep sending the notifications, making them enroll and all that.
Okay.
I don't know how many of them, actually many actually go for exams, but I don't know the exact number, how many they take.
Okay. Okay. So the students, right, in what way do they change as they go through the program, in your opinion? What do you feel are the key things they learn in the program, the BA program?
First thing is they build their confidence. The confidence building will be enormous. And their communication skills. And okay. Also they develop problem solving skills, as far as I have observed. Because okay. Initially when they are faced with some stressful situations or some issues during their assignments or any of their activities, they get panic and they get worried. Some of them, they even feel like quitting the course. But the same student, like when they are about to complete the course, at that point of time, their skills, their confidence would be completely changed. And they are ready to face any kind of situation. That kind of confidence and that kind of, I feel they will be empowered once they finish this course.
Okay.
That kind of change we see in every student. Of course, the degree varies, but there is that kind of change, visible change.
Okay. What about in this internship? They go to schools, right, Lakshmi?
Yes,
what kind of feedback do you receive from the schools regarding your students' preparation?
Yes. Like many schools, personally, they inform us saying that like particular batch, they are doing really well. They are preparing very well. And they have also given feedback as few students, they are yet to prepare well. So we get that kind of feedback from schools. So which we accept and we try to implement those things when we send them back, when we send our students again to the schools.
What kind of feedback do they give sometimes? Generally, which you have to change, and
that is the way they transact. Maybe they need to become more bilingual, because the schools we go, they are all government schools.
Okay.
And many times, even in English medium students, and we usually see that English medium students will take English medium classes. That time, the school teachers, they have told us that as teachers, they should know both the languages, because if they have to reach students. So that is one feedback. So we also advise our student teachers to try to know both the languages. Like many, they don't know Kannada. They may speak as communication, they can do it. But in class, using technical terms and all, they need to be prepared, even with Kannada medium students. So that is one feedback. And otherwise it's fine. Some of them, they have told us to improve upon their teaching learning materials, the teaching aids which they make.
Okay.
Yeah. And otherwise, usually they'll be happy. Like the school people, they'll be really happy with their students. And many of the students have got appointed in the schools, like some aided, private aided schools.
Okay. Okay. So do these students keep in touch with you after they've completed?
Like few of them, they do keep in touch, madam, but many we don't. They don't.
Okay. Right. I mean, so, do they give you any feedback about the program after they've joined some?
Yes, that we every year we get first year of their like after joining their respective schools, they come back and they'll come and tell us their experiences there, and they come and compare and tell us that what they have learned here has really helped them. Almost every student so far I have met, they have told us that this B.Ed. Program has really helped them to do what best they are doing in their field.
Like what do they say? In what way? Do they give examples in what way it helped them?
One thing is, in our college, we provide ICT coaching also, madam. That is,
okay.
Like how to integrate ICT in their teaching learning process, which is okay. Beyond the curriculum, what we do in our college. So that has really helped them, especially last year, those who got job and have been recruited, they had to start off with online classes because of this COVID.
This ICT
has really helped them, and they were in a better position to handle classes when compared to other teachers in their schools. That's what they have told us.
Okay. So
it has really empowered them to handle any class in an innovative way, so that to make students have the interest in the class. That is one thing.
Okay.
And the rigorous program, what we do related to their lesson plans, meticulously we carry out those activities. Mm-hmm. Though during the course they feel it is too stressful and they would have hated doing it, but later once they have joined the schools, same students have come back and told us that what they did during those times have really helped them. They're able to organize and design their classes in a much better way.
Okay.
Another thing. And the skills and other methodologies, what they have learned during B.Ed., that also, it has helped them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You told me you didn't know much about the TET tests. And
yes, ma'am.
Right? So,
yes.
Okay. So I'll skip those questions, Lakshmi, for you. What about student careers after they complete Lakshmi? Usually, where do they get a job? Or how many of them, like sort of 100 of them, usually get a job immediately?
Madam, actually, above 75%, they do get a job through our placement cell, because we have a placement cell in our college. So by fourth semester, schools, we also approach, and many schools approach us, and they have campus drive in our college. We organize campus drives. And
And what kind of schools are these?
This one, madam, National Public School, and Orchid.
Okay.
I don't remember exactly the name, because I'm not in charge of that. But many schools, I'm not getting those names right now. So there are around 18 to 20 schools, I guess, they come to our school every year.
This is all in Bangalore itself, right?
So. Yes, it's all in Bangalore, and also outside the Bangalore, around in the rural areas, they also do come. One school from Tumkur, Badrikashrama Vidyalaya, Vidyashala, something.
Okay.
And there are many schools in Tumkur and Kolar districts, and they do ask for teachers.
Okay.
Student teachers. And they come to school, college, and they have organized this campus drive and select, and they recruit. And few of them, that will be done in their fourth semester. So sometimes few students, they may not get selected in any of the schools during those drives. They will be selected later. Like once the course is completed, some other schools or even colleges also approach. And students who have done their masters, they usually get recruited in colleges for PUC.
For PUC,
yes,
is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's supposed to cover higher secondary.
Yes,
so.
Even in internship, madam, those who have done their masters, so they will be allowed to practice in PUC, for first PUC.
Okay.
And
these students who have not done their masters, when they get recruited in schools, madam, do they usually take them for high school or for primary school?
If there is no experience, and usually for beginners, freshers, they give a lower primary, primary section. But few students, based on their demo, because campus drive also involves, though they interview the student and they will ask them to come and give demo in their respective schools. So based on their demo, they will be selected for high school also. Even for 10th standard, they have been recruited.
Oh, okay.
And in our college, during internship, we usually after this 2 years BEd, there is internship program for 3 months. Earlier it was only for 45 days and we used to go for only high school. But now since it is for 3 months in our college, we split that into two halves. One is for higher primary, that is 6th and 7th. And other one will go for high school and also college. Oh. If there are any students who are having postgraduates, post-graduation, and they're willing to teach for high school, PUC.
PUC level. Okay.
Yes. So in that way, students will have exposure to teach even in higher primary level and also high school level.
Okay. So how many students will try and seek government jobs, madam, from your college? Are there many students who try to get government jobs?
I think they all, some of them, they are interested and they're trying, but I don't know how many of them have got recruited. I think 2 years back, two students, they got recruited.
Okay. It depends on when they recruit also.
Yes, 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 ma'am.
And they have to do some other exam for that, is it? Apart from TP?
I don't know that one.
Okay, no problem. No problem. So you said 2 years back, two students got government jobs, you're saying.
2 years back.
So you already told us about
I think four to five students off late, they have joined, they have been appointed in government schools.
Okay, these are older students who passed out earlier, is it?
Yes, that is from 2015, the 2 year batch started. From that time, I know, I think three to four, I don't know the exact number.
Okay, no problem, no problem. Just a rough figure. What is the starting salary of these teachers, madam, when they join these private schools?
Usually it will be 20 plus, madam. 20 and above. It depends on the school.
20 and above per month, is it?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, the least is 20. Because below that, I don't know, even students, they are not willing to take up such jobs.
Okay. Okay. So the least minimum is usually 20,000. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Are there any other careers relating to education that students can pursue or you've seen them take up other than school teaching nowadays?
Some of them, they take up higher education. Like if they have done their graduation, they would prefer doing post-graduation. And some of them, they go back to their corporate field. We have seen people going back even after completing BEd.
Okay.
And some, like couple of them have started their own tutorials.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And few of them have joined some NGOs where they become this ICT content writer or content developer like that.
Okay. Okay. Usually how many? It's a few, is it? Few in number, less than 10 or...
Yes, ma'am. Not many. Majority of them, they go for
school teaching.
Yes, teaching.
Okay.
School or college? Both.
School or PUC, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Then, from the institution perspective, what are some challenges you and your colleagues face with reference to teaching students? Like, are they regular with their attendance? What about their academic competence, interest?
Sometimes we face issues with students who are not regular. because of various reasons. Because since it is a heterogeneous group, there may be different students with different problems. Like a few of them may get conceived and they get, they may give birth to children, ladies, women, girls. And they want to continue the course, but they will not be able to come to college.
Okay.
So that is one big challenge. And few of them, they face some health issues. Because that is what of late we have been facing. Otherwise, those who come regularly, we don't find such issues because they will be regular. They come to college. Anything we can, we have them in the college, we can solve it, resolve it there itself. But absentees.
Like especially your internship practice teaching they are regular.
Yes, and when we have to allot this internal marks, because most of the marks is based on their internals. The number of activities, including internship, pre-internship, post-internship, everything will be based on their internals, which they have to be present. Because if they don't be present and if they don't complete, they won't be able to carry that to next semester. It has to be completed in that particular semester itself.
Okay.
And sometimes what happens, two batches, this university, they don't start batches on time. So one particular year, we had three batches running simultaneously. First semester, third semester and fourth semester. So during that time, for teachers, it becomes too hectic to all the students. And each semester will have different nature of activities going on. The program will be different. So especially when we are going for internship, for observation classes, we will have to go to other schools, observe their classes, come back to college and teach in the college for the batch in the college. So these things are really challenging for us.
Okay, because it's additional 3 months, no? Apart from 2 years for internship.
Yes.
So
No. It will be within 2 years only. It's not additional.
Within 2 years? Oh, yes. It's not additional.
No. First semester, it's only theoretical background. Okay. Second semester will be pre-internship, that is teaching skills and all that. That will be in-house activities. And third semester will be actual internship, where they'll have to, they'll be allotted to different schools, where they will be practicing teaching there. Okay. And as observers and mentors, we need to visit schools, we need to observe their classes. So we'll be outside most of the day.
Oh, the third semester. Okay.
Yes. The batch is in college. We have to come back. We cannot leave them free. So we need to come back. We need to keep shuffling here and there. That becomes challenging. That is okay. But if it is another batch in between, somewhere in the middle of these, that becomes too hectic.
Okay. If there are more than two batches running simultaneously. Yes, for some reason. Okay. What about challenges you and your colleagues face with your own in terms of tenure, salary, opportunities for faculty development?
That is a tough question because we have no motivation regarding salary, madam, because since we are management employees.
Okay.
If we are aided employees, then it would have been really good because salary is too good. UGC pay they'll get.
Okay.
But whereas it is too low. With respect to work, yes, we are working more than anybody, but still we get paid less. That is one major thing. And even with respect to faculty development program, encouragement will be given for aided staff because those faculty development programs will add on to their increments or hike in their salary. Management employees, yes, we find it challenging to attend those faculty development program. And even if we attend out of our own interest, of course, we will be updated and we will be in a better, we improve our skills. Mm-hmm. But in our pay and other aspects, it doesn't help us. It doesn't matter. Okay. It doesn't count actually.
Okay. If you, we will be anonymous with all this data, but if you don't mind me asking, what is the salary you get?
I get 20, 25, 25 or 26, 25,000.
Per month, is it?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, that is low. Yeah. Okay. All right. So there is, so for the management seat, you're saying there's no career mobility or any pay, opportunities for faculty development or promotions, anything like that? Nothing.
No, because promotions and all is for, it's like UGC scale, no madam, UGC level. So for right. that, you have to be either government or aided.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And management, they support us. They always support us, especially our management. They have been very, caring and considering towards us. But financially, they cannot help us by hiking the, by equaling, matching the salary of aided staff.
Okay. Okay. Hmm. So have you sort of interacted with the administration part with, is there anybody from NCT come to inspect or when you've been in the college, ma'am?
Yes, madam. I was present during one of those NCT visits.
Uh-huh.
But, interaction as such, I have not interacted in person.
Okay. So do you know any concerns with respect to that or...
I'm not very sure about it, but they have their own criteria, which the institution has to match. Based on that, they will grade us.
Okay. What about with reference to university, right? It's you're affiliated to Bangalore University.
Yes,
right?
yes. Bangalore City so University.
So do you have any interaction or?
Yes, even they come for LIC visit. I don't know the full form of that.
Okay.
So they even university people do come for inspection.
Okay.
And that with though even their criteria will be same as NCT or NAC.
Okay. So have they ever spoken about the new national education policy talks about the 4-year program?
Yes, ma'am.
Has there been any talk about that?
In the sense, what exactly?
Anything around how you will be able to offer such a 4-year program? 4-year.
Okay. For that, management has to decide because our management also runs a degree college.
Right.
And we have a teacher education institute also. So okay. I think it should be, according to NEP 2020, they have mentioned that the degree colleges have to offer teacher education program also. Like they have to start like 4-year integrated.
Right.
But if we have to start, then we have infrastructure exactly as NCT says for teacher education.
Right.
But if we have to start 4-year integrated course, then we need to restructure our facilities for accommodating science and arts. It depends on by constructing the labs and all that.
Okay. So can you tie up with, have they ever spoken about tying up with your degree?
Yes. That there was a talk about tying up, like getting 4-year integrated for degree college.
Mm-hmm.
If they get that approval, then this teacher college, teacher education also will tie up with them. But that's what only news which I heard. I don't know how far they have, the developments have taken place in those areas.
Okay. All right. Okay. What about COVID related, madam? What are the problems you faced? How you've adapted to this COVID situation?
First thing is making it online. That was really not with respect to technology aspect. We were comfortable with technology, using technology.
Mm-hmm.
But the effectiveness, what I personally feel is it's not so effective when it comes to online teaching. And that is only because of this COVID.
Okay.
Because offline, the way the interaction, the discussions and the involvement of students What we see in offline face-to-face class is totally different in virtual mode, especially with this kind of internet and this kind of facilities, because we are not provided with any additional facilities for internet or Wi-Fi or any system as well. Everything what we are using is our personal resources. With limited connectivity, the effectiveness, I think somewhere we are not reaching the expected level.
What about things like practice teaching and internship, madam? How have you handled that?
Luckily for internship, for that small time we had, college was functioning. So, but still, those students came to college. We could not take them to schools because schools were not reopened. So what we planned was we made groups among students, and they had to teach to their friends. That is peer teaching we conducted. But at the end, that is for 2-3 weeks, they finished their internship through peer teaching. Last 10-12 days, we somehow that time 8th, 9th, 10th classes were functioning in government schools. Some of the aided hours, the schools which we usually go for internship. So we took our students to schools for about 10-12 days, and they had the experience of teaching in real classroom situation. And we also have a criticism lesson, which will be something like, preparatory practical exam kind of. So that lessons were also completed in schools. That was one good thing happened for this particular batch. But unfortunately, this same batch had to, they finished their pre-internship in their previous semester in online mode, which was not very effective. Because they had actually during that time, they had to master some of the teaching skills in teaching through their peer group teaching, but that did not happen through online. But somehow they got experience of teaching in the real classroom and facing real students for at least 10 years.
Okay. Anything else? Like, what technology did you use, madam, with COVID and you used Zoom or something like that?
So initially, we started with Zoom. Later, Zoom free version, basic version has limited time, that is of only 40 minutes.
Right.
And our college was not in a position to purchase any of the softwares. So we shifted to Google Meet.
Google Meet. Okay.
So from then on, we all transact through Google Meet.
And how do you share material and all that?
Anyway, we have WhatsApp groups through which we share our materials. And we also started, I created Google Classroom. Through that, I was able to transact better, like sharing materials. I mean, also the assignments, assessment, everything was we able to do with Google Classroom and Google Docs. So all that helped.
Okay. All right. Lata, I know, sorry, you came in, we started because I thought there won't be time. Would you like to ask anything else, Lata?
I was there all the time. Hi, Lakshmi.
Hello, madam.
How are you? I will show my face also.
Yes, we will show our faces.
Yes. Can you see my face? Oh, okay, I have to start the video.
Lata madam.
Bindu, Lakshmi recalls that it seems I had taught her when she was in PUC.
Wow. Okay.
That we realized.
Because she's also done biology, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, thanks to WhatsApp, madam, because WhatsApp DP madam had put her old photo. Because of that, I was able to recognize her.
Correct.
Great.